Today, President-elect Joe Biden formally names retired General Lloyd Austin to become the first African-American head of the Pentagon, but it's a nomination that's already drawing concerns from both sides of the aisle. And President Trump keeps tweeting falsely about election fraud. This morning he wrote, "How can you have a presidency when a vast majority think the election was rigged?" Well, an NPR PBS Marist survey out today finds that 61% of Americans trust the election results. It's three-quarters of Republicans who don't. And last night, the Supreme Court batted back a challenge from the Trump campaign to reverse Pennsylvania's election results. So time to convene our political strategists. In this corner, we have Bill Press, the Democrat. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Robin. And hi, Alice.
And we welcome Alice Stewart, the Republican. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Robin. Great to be with you. Hi, Bill.
Yeah. And now let's start with you. It's just a majority of Republicans who don't believe the fact that Biden won fair and square, which is a fact. And it's because Trump is telling them that they don't believe it. You know, and as a result, we hear angry armed Trump supporters outside the homes of election officials in Michigan calling the Secretary of State a murderer. The Arizona GOP is asking Republicans if they're willing to die to fight for a Trump win. Your friend Jeff Flake is calling this out. He says it's long-term damage, but he's a former Republican senator. As a strategist, what are you saying? Is this going to be a stain? I mean, what do you tell Republicans? Why aren't we hearing from them?
That's a great question. My take and my belief is that free and fair elections are the cornerstone of our democracy. And November 3rd, we had a free and fair elections, in my view. And every legal and legitimate vote should definitely be counted, but the results are in, and the margins in these states are simply too high to overcome the deficit that President Trump is in. And it's imperative for our democracy that we go ahead and move forward with the transition of power and let Joe Biden go in as the next president of the United States, and let's have a smooth transition. Any calls for danger to people who oversaw the elections is simply uncalled for. And I applaud the people of this country and the Secretary of State's office and the elections officials who oversaw these elections and have counted and recounted these votes. And we still have similar results as we had on November 3rd. So I think we should be applauding the election officials and not threatening them.
Well, Bill, as you know, Alice is a rare voice right now saying this. What do Democrats do, though, in this moment? Just let Republicans continue to make these false accusations in the hope that somehow history will prove them wrong? I mean, what do you do?
Well, first, hear, hear to Alice and everything she said. And I think we can forget about Donald Trump. I just want to add, I mean, it's hard, but forget about Donald Trump. He's a loser. He'll never admit that he lost. Never, never, never. I think the focus has to be on the Republican leadership. I mean, yesterday, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, and Roy Blunt, who were the three Republicans on the inaugural committee, refused to accept that the ceremony that they're planning for January 20 will mean the taking of the oath by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I mean, this is getting to the point. Stop the comedy. This is embarrassing. It's disruptive. It's dangerous to the country. It makes the entire country look bad. As Alice said, we had an election. Good sportsmanship is you accept the results and you move on. So, Robin, I think what Democrats have to do is just what they've been doing. Joe Biden, I think, has been masterful in ignoring the taunts from Donald Trump, moving ahead with the transition to the extent that he can, to the extent that they're getting any cooperation, making his appointments, talking about the issues, and moving forward and ignoring this madman in the White House.
Robin, you can say, go ahead, Alice. Yeah.
If I may add, just to point out the obvious, I voted for President Trump. I wanted him to win, but I've played enough team sports to know when the game is over and we have to move forward. Every Republican that is looking back at November 3rd needs to take all of their energy and effort and put it onto January 5th in the state of Georgia and work hard to reelect Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue to the U.S. Senate. That is a more that is a better battle to be fighting right now, and is certainly much more meaningful because it does determine control of the U.S. Senate.
Okay, Bill, you can name a Democrat.
And of course, that's where Alice, and of course, you know, that's where Alice and I disagree. Not on the importance of this election. It is extremely important. But I think it's most important for the Democrats to bring some control and some balance back to the federal government and to win those two seats in Georgia. I would add also one other point. I find this as a strategist strange. Republicans, other than the White House, had a pretty good night on November 3rd. They almost won the House. They held on to control of the Senate. They did very well in state legislatures around the country. They could be saying, we had a good night. We're on our way back. Instead, they're sticking with this one big loser of the night. As a strategist, I don't get it.
Well, you can say, he's just going to go away, but it doesn't seem like he is. And Alice, you can say people have to focus on Georgia, but many aren't. Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, the Republican, told C-SPAN this morning that when Congress meets to certify the Electoral College vote in January, he's going to challenge that vote. And, you know, he needs another senator to join him. That may not happen, but they may still challenge the electoral vote. And, you know, President Trump is raising millions off of these supporters that are out there, you know, just with some vicious protests. He can spend that money on his hotels and campaign for 4 years and never get off the scene. The New Yorker wrote, is this a coup or another Trump con that we're watching? Retired four-star general Barry McCaffrey tweeted, we're watching a slow-moving Trump coup. Alice, do you have any concerns that he's not exiting the stage? And that, in fact, that's what some are saying, that that's what we're watching.
That's not happening. Look, he wants to make sure every legal and legitimate vote is counted, and he has every right to ask that they are. I just question anyone that's putting together a check to give to pay those legal bills and to pay off those campaign debts. I question a person that would do that. As I said, the majority of Republicans are focused on COVID relief and turning out voters in Georgia. And there is not the concentrated focus on the part of Republicans with regard to the ballot recount, as opposed to getting these senators elected in Georgia.
Right. No, Bill, I gotta take a look on your side of the aisle. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, one of the latest high-profile Democrats, to say she's against granting the congressional waiver that General Lloyd Austin needs to head the Pentagon because he's only recently retired from the military. Did President Biden make a mistake with President-elect Biden make a mistake with this pick, Bill?
Well, I don't think so. I will say honestly, I would prefer a civilian to be head of the Defense Department. That's been our tradition. Only, I think, twice in the past has Congress granted a waiver. The most recent one, of course, was for General Jim Mattis for Donald Trump. But you cannot argue with Austin's qualifications. The only argument raised is, are we going to do this again? And I would have to say, I think it's very hard to say, we granted one to Jim Mattis, but we're not going to give one to Lloyd Austin. I think after Mattis's waiver, that the Austin waiver will happen with both Democratic and Republican votes.
Alice, shouldn't President-elect Biden have the team he wants?
He absolutely should. And I agree with Bill on those points. And look, he is a man of tremendous integrity. He certainly has the experience. He certainly has the background in the military to do the job, just as General Mattis did. And I agree, if you approve the waiver for Mattis, it seems as though the same would go for with regard to Lloyd Austin. And it's interesting to see a lot of Democrats acknowledge, well, I didn't approve the waiver for Mattis, so I can't justify doing it in this case. So there will be certainly a lot of soul searching, but I do think he certainly has the qualifications, and Joe Biden does. He has the right and certainly the responsibility to himself and his party to nominate people that he feels will be beholden to his ideology and his ideas, but also do the job with the skills and requirements necessary.
And Bill, press, should one of those people nominated be Ohio Congresswoman Marsha Fudge, if she's confirmed as housing secretary? And by the way, we're hearing a lot of black leaders wanted her instead of Tom Vilsack for head of agriculture to shift that agency from farmlands a little more to nutrition and food stamps. But if she's confirmed as housing secretary, The Democrats are then down to a 5-seat majority in the House, the slimmest majority in decades.
It's getting a little thin there. You have to count Cedric Richmond, too, who will be leaving the House, African-American from New Orleans, to join the president-elect, in the White House. It just means Democrats have to work harder and harder to hold on to those two seats. They're both pretty safe Democratic seats. But, you know, I come back to one of the deals when you win is you get to pick your team. And you get to pick your team and put them where you want them. And I think Joe Biden is doing that. And I think Martha Fudge will be confirmed. And Democrats will hold on to that seat.
Okay, we only have a half a minute. I'm going to ask each of you to say, whose fault is it that we don't have money that we're getting out of the pandemic? And you can't say the other party. Alice.
It's Congress as a whole. Look, we're still talking about the same issues, direct payments, state and local cash liability, the same issues. But no one will budge, and they all need to get together. It's both sides.
I blame them all. This should have been done before Thanksgiving. Shame on them all.
Okay. Bill Press, the Democrat. Alice Stewart, the Republican. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
See you, Robin. Bye.